You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The old man dreamt he was a whale swimming in the deep. He descended into the darkness, swimming down to the bottom of a great trench. No sea creatures lived here. This was a place for spirits. But he had come to visit Talandian, the god of dreams. Talandian was a giant made out of coral. He stood guarding a door at the end of the ravine. As something pounded from the other side of the door, the dream god turned to the whale and spoke.
Soon it will break through. The door cannot hold it.
What is it?
Something that does not belong here. It wishes to eat the world.
What must I do?
Gather those who hear the message, and return to the land of your father. Go!
The whale fled from the bottom of the ravine and raced towards the surface, following the light. July 1st, 4 days before it began. The old man's nightmares had gotten worse. Felix knew his father was distracted. On lunch break, he would wander away from the mine and stare out at the jungle. The old man wasn't well. He spent most nights waking up in a cold sweat, ranting about his dreams. These were powerful visions. The kind of nightmares he hadn't had since he was a boy, when he left his tribe over 50 years ago.
Dad! Dad! Where are you going?
The jungle.
Break is over. Let's go back to work.
Not going to work. Going to the jungle.
Don't be crazy, Pop. Foreman is gonna be mad.
No more work. No more mining. Come with me.
To the jungle? We gotta work or we lose our wage.
You cannot see. This place blinds you. They give you money, but they take your time. There is nothing for you here.
And what the hell you think's out there, huh? What we gonna find in the jungle?
My past. Your future. Our home.
You're a crazy old bastard. You go out in that jungle, a snake's gonna bite you in the ass and you'll be dead in 10 minutes.
I was born in that jungle, boy. Just like my daddy, and his daddy, and his daddy.
You're a miner, Pop. You ain't tribal anymore.
All I know is the jungle is calling me back, son. I do not know why, but it wants me. And there's a place for you by my side.
Daddy. Work time.
You cannot make me stay. I cannot make you leave. Goodbye.
Oh, Christ.
Hey, where the hell is he going?
Daddy, wait.
gonna leave you, Pop.
Then come, boy. Let's go home.
Hey, Robbie!
Father and son walked side by side as they entered the jungle. They didn't know that they'd never return to the mine again. They belonged to the land of their ancestors now, where they would walk among spirits and dream giants. Tonight, they would sleep for many hours and listen to the voices that had long been ignored.
Q-Code and Wood Elf present The Edge of Sleep. Starring Mark Fishbach, created by Jake Emanuel and Willie Bloss.
You want us to go to Papua New Guinea?
Mateo's a pilot. We can take a plane. Santa Mira has a private airport right off Route 12.
So we fly 7,000 miles on a 15-hour flight to the South Pacific. Then what?
Well, I don't know.
I knew they were all thinking the same thing. That I'd lost my fucking mind. But I was certain this is what we had to do.
Just breathe, Dave. Breathe.
A few minutes ago, they woke me from a dream. While I was asleep, I came face to face with something evil that took the form of my parents.
David! Listen to Mommy and Donna!
But I was saved. The whale showed me a place where we were supposed to go.
Moresby. It's our only chance. We have to go to Moresby. I know how this sounds.
You're asking us to fly halfway across the world with a pilot who hasn't slept in 3 nights.
What do you think, Mateo? Could you do it?
We'd be violating FAA safety regulations. That's for fucking sure.
After 48 hours without sleep, the mind starts to hallucinate. It's worse than being drunk or stoned. We feel okay right now because of the modafinil. But at some point, we will crash. If he tries to fly a plane in this condition, we will die.
We'll die if we stay. What chance do we have if we stay here? Look at us. We're all dying as we speak. We have to do this. And we have to leave right now.
Why? What do you think that we're gonna find there?
All I know is, on the night before this all began, I dreamed of a whale. And it warned me of things that came true. It told me to beware of the elephant. And there was a sticker of an elephant on the back of that maniac's van.
That's called a coincidence.
Linda, you would be dead right now if I hadn't forced you to puke up those pills. How could I have known that? It was the whale.
You think this whale is real?
I think the whale could be this old man. He came to me in my dream. I think he's waiting for us in that jungle.
Jesus Christ.
Open your fucking eyes. Look at what's happened. In one night, a nightmare killed the world. We have to stop clinging to our old ways of thinking.
I don't know, man. I'm cool with risking my own life, but if that plane goes down, I'm taking you all with me.
I think you're alive for a reason. And I think it's to fly us to the jungle.
You think so?
I do.
Okay, man. Fuck it. Let's give it a go.
Yeah?
I promise I'll do whatever I can to get you there. And if we don't make it, it's one hell of a way to go down.
Do you really believe this is what we should do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Linda?
I'm not gonna pretend I understand what's happening. It all still seems so unreal. I think that there's a 90% chance that you've lost your fucking mind, Dave. But if that gives us a 10% chance of being right, that's the best chance we've got.
All right. Well, shit, let's go to Asia.
We took 10 minutes to pack supplies.
Hey, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
I followed Linda into the corner office.
What's up?
Katie doesn't look good.
I know.
Keep her on her feet, drinking water.
Okay.
Watch her.
Hey, there are people outside.
What?
Look!
We saw them through the window, standing in the moonlight. Five people scattered across the parking lot.
Who the fuck are they?
Hey!
Stop!
What?
Can you lock the front door?
What?
The fucking automatic doors! Lock them! Now!
Okay, fuck!
Go!
You okay?
The whale warned me about this. He said they tried to stop us.
Who?
Katie!
Oh, fuck.
Dave!
Katie, I want you to slowly move closer to me.
Are you okay, ma'am?
Both of you, step back!
She's hurt.
Now!
Katie and Linda stepped behind me.
Don't come any closer.
There was an old woman standing in the hallway. She was naked, bleeding with stab wounds zigzagged down her body. I looked down and saw she was holding a knife.
Ma'am, do you need some assistance? Do you understand me?
Why are her eyes closed?
I think she's asleep.
David? David.
Step back!
How does she know your name?
You look tired. Why don't you sleep?
What do you want?
You want to open your scars.
Hey, put that fucking knife down!
We want to let the moobles back in!
As the old woman bled out on the ground, I turned around and saw Linda holding a gun.
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
I had to. She attacked us.
Jesus Christ.
They're trying to stop us.
What?
In my dream, the whale said they'd try to stop us. I think they know where we are because I went to sleep.
Who is trying to stop us?
I don't know. But we have to get the fuck out of here. Now, grab the duffels. We gotta move. Let's go. To the van. Now. Is the gun loaded?
Why?
The second we run out the front doors, we sprint to the van. If anyone comes at us, shoot them.
Fuck.
Mateo, you take the rifle, okay?
Okay.
Is everyone ready? We go on three. One. Two. Three! Go! Oh, shit!
Stay back! Oh, God!
Get in the van! Drive! Sleepwalking.
Oh, really? When you sleepwalk, do you jump on a car and try to smash the windshield with your fucking fist? I didn't know that sleepwalking had the same effects as PCP!
We drove to the airport in silence. We all knew now. We weren't alone. Something was after us.
Katie? Hey, Katie! Dave, I think she's dozing.
Katie. Katie!
I'm okay.
You gotta sit up, sweetie. Don't lean your head against the window.
Okay.
Katie, can you talk to me?
Yeah?
In the duffel bag by your feet. Dave, there's a bottle of ammonia. Small clear bottle?
This one?
Yeah, pass it to me. Okay, Katie, I'm gonna need you to smell this and breathe in deep, okay?
What is it?
It's gonna give you a little boost.
Oh, no, I don't like it. It smells bad.
Come on, Katie. Breathe in through your nose. That's it.
Is she okay?
Better to puke than to fall asleep. That's it.
turn right here.
We arrived at the airport. Mateo smashed a lock on the landing strip's gate, and we drove right on the runway. We passed a dozen private jets, probably owned by the richest families in Santa Mira. It was strange to think that none of them would fly again. The last flight from the Santa Mira airport would be our own. Four people, exhausted and deranged, on a fucking suicide mission to the South Pacific. Godspeed.
Fuck yes, here we go.
This one?
Yes, ma'am.
This is a S-590. A normal flight to Asia on one of these would cost like 100 grand. So we're balling out.
Katie, hey, do you see the plane?
Hmm?
Come on, step out of the car.
Oh, it's big.
It has to be. We need a large enough tank to fly us direct. We're not stopping to refuel in Honolulu.
Katie, why don't you walk around? Stretch your legs a bit.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna check the hangar and look for the keys.
Keep walking, sweetie.
Okay.
What's happening to her?
She's crashing. It's gonna happen to all of us. It's probably happening to her a little faster because she took some heavy narcotics the other night.
So what do we do?
There's not much we can do.
What do you mean? You gotta do something. Give her more meds.
She doesn't need meds. She needs sleep.
15 more hours. She can make it, right?
Dave.
She'll make it. She will.
We waited in the hangar as Mateo fueled the plane. I stayed with Katie, watching her closely.
Okay, all right, stand up. On your feet.
No.
Come on. Up. No, sweetie, you can't lean your head on me.
Dave, I'm so tired.
Hey, don't worry. We're gonna get through this together.
But if I fall asleep, will I become like them, the people that tried to hurt us?
No, you're not gonna fall asleep.
What if I try to hurt you when we're up in the air? Oh, God.
Hey, Katie. Hey, you trust me, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
And believe me, I'm not gonna let you fall asleep. You know what I want to do when we're up in the sky?
What?
I want to dance the whole flight. Yeah? Just you and me. And I want to listen to all the music I wasn't allowed to as a kid.
Like what?
I don't know. Like black metal, dubstep, all the weird shit.
Can I pick the music?
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Can you help me load the duffel?
Sure.
It wasn't long. I must have taken my eyes off her for 30 seconds. But it was all the time she needed.
Katie? Katie! Hey! Open the door.
What's going on?
She's locked herself in the car.
Katie!
As I banged on the door, Katie cracked the window.
I can't go.
Stop fucking around.
It's too dangerous.
Get out of the car.
No. I want you to know that this is not your fault. There's nothing we can do.
What are you talking about? What are you doing? Don't lie back. Hey, come on, get up!
Please, Dave. You have to go now. Get on the plane.
Katie, come on, open your eyes. Hey, open your fucking eyes!
You're gonna break your hand. Stop!
And then she was gone.
No!
For a moment, she lay peacefully. But then she started to stir. I watched her rise up and reach for the door.
Step back, Dave.
not the same anymore.
No, don't shoot her. Please.
I won't. Just get on the plane. Come on.
Katie's with us.
Let's go.
Your parents, too.
Fuck you. Whatever you are.
Dave, please. Start the plane.
Where's Katie?
She's gone.
What?
Now, Mateo, we need to leave the fucking ground.
Okay.
I am so sorry.
Prepare for takeoff.
Take my hand.
The Edge of Sleep stars Mark Fishbach as Dave, Michael Yama as the old man, Colin Lim as Felix, Kara Santana as Linda, Victor Asuk as Mateo, and Alex Essel as Katie. Additional performances by Randy Heller, Benjamin Arthur, and James Wellington. Written by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. Directed by Jake Emanuel. Produced by Q-Code, Daylight Media, and Mark Fishbach. Recorded, mixed, and mastered by Salt Audio. Original music and score by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh for Salt Audio. Sound design by Maria Mora and Juan David Chaparro Perez. For Audio for Media. Edited by Zach Jurich. Associate Producer, Tess Ryan. Script Supervisor, Sam Beasley. Production support provided by James Gelberg. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Art by Matt Taylor and Aaron Salazar. Special thanks to Jeff Roy, Mark Holden, Kirsty Jan Verdahl, and Celeste Armstrong. The Edge of Sleep is a Q-Code production. If you enjoy the show, subscribe to The Edge of Sleep on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find your favorite audio dramas. You can also visit our merch store at qcodemedia.com/theedgeofsleep.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming, and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.